free-falling for 3 seconds in the thin atmosphere of Mars can kill you. Even at a third of Earth's gravity, 30 kilos of space-suited female anatomy dropping some 20 metres and coming to a sudden stop, if not for the rover's front airbag, such an impact on its sole occupant and driver could easily prove fatal. Yet, I'm not dead. Here I sit, frozen, still braced for impact, breathing hard and with a head bump swelling, I'm sure, from hitting the lightly padded roof, but alive. Yesterday was a day to remember. An encounter with Mark, a man who intrigues me on so many levels. His invitation felt like a chance to explore the depths of desire. Mark understands my journey towards spiritual fulfillment and embraces my life philosophy. Together, we share a connection that goes beyond the superficial.
I am not a virgin. It's not the kind of thing you have printed on a t-shirt, but I think it shows a level of maturity just the same. I mean, you'd expect that I'm in the camp of experienced at 29 years of age rather than leaning on the side of what the hell is that. Not that I'm really experienced. I'm not one of those that have been with Tom, Dick and Harry, but I've sort of been there and done that. Well, some of that, anyway.
Oh, what will not men dare say? Father, he continued, will you give me your daughter?
As freely, replied Leonardo, as God gave her to me.
And what can I give you, asked Claudio, which is worthy of this gift?
Nothing, said Don Pedro, unless you give the gift back to the giver.
Sweet prince, you teach me, said Claudio. There, Leonardo, take her back.